It's an idea that's been talked about for more than a decade, a new way of easing congestion on the busy Highway 101 corridor between Ventura and Santa Barbara. Finally, after years of effort, the first regularly scheduled commuter rail service is set to begin in less than a week between Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
This opportunity will provide another option for people who do that commute.
Darren Kittle is executive director of the Ventura County Transportation Commission. The VCTC has been working with the Santa Barbara County Association of Governments to come up with ways to ease the growing morning and afternoon commute traffic jams between Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
Right now, about 3% of Ventura County residents who work are commuting to Santa Barbara. So it's not a small number. It's somewhere on the order of about 14,000 Ventura County commuters every day that need to go up the 101 corridor back and forth between Ventura and Santa Barbara. And that's not a small number during the peak hour traffic in the morning and in the afternoon.
So the agency's work to retime one of the 5 northbound Amtrak Pacific Surfliner trains a day so it could get people from Ventura County to Santa Barbara County in time for work.
It will pick up passengers at 5:46 a.m. in Camarillo, 5:58 in Oxnard, 6:12 in Ventura, 6:34 in Carpinteria, and it will arrive in Santa Barbara at 6:47 and then Goleta right around 7 o'clock. And in the afternoon, an existing train, which we're not rescheduling, is going to leave Goleta at around 4:25, pick up in Santa Barbara at 4:40, arrive in Ventura at 5:26, Oxnard at 5:40, and Camarillo at 5:56.
Scott Spaulding is rail and transit manager for the Santa Barbara County Association of Governments. He says they've come up with a simple fare structure.
What we have for anywhere in Ventura County to Santa Barbara County is a flat $150 fare for an unlimited monthly pass, or $50 for a 10-ride pass, which we think is going to be really attractive to anybody that needs to use that service.
As part of the rail ticket, buses will be waiting at train stations in Santa Barbara and Goleta to take commuters to areas where businesses are located. It's free with the rail ticket. Then, in the afternoon, the buses will pick up people at the same spots to get back to the train stations. Spaulding says the rail passes will also work on the commuter bus service between the counties operated by the two agencies.
VCTC and SBCAG co-fund and co-manage the very successful Coastal Express bus service, which operates in between Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. And we've worked to, as part of a pilot program, make your rail pass valid on our Coastal Express bus service as well. So if for whatever reason you need to either work late or want to go home early, or you know the train doesn't work for you both ways, but it works for one way, you'll be able to seamlessly move between the rail service and our Coastal Express bus service with just your rail pass.
While the idea has been around for years, making this all come together wasn't easy. It had to be coordinated with existing rail service by Metrolink and Union Pacific, which control rail lines and parts of the new services route.
The trains that are going to be providing this service to Santa Barbara are having to swim upstream against these Metrolink trains. It makes it really difficult when you only have one track, a single track, to have this Pacific Surfliner train go in the opposite direction.
Darren Kettle with the Ventura County Transportation Commission says the service got some unexpected exposure in January when Highway 101 was closed for nearly 2 weeks between Carpinteria and Santa Barbara by the January 9th storm. Many people used Amtrak trains to travel between the counties.
To have the train available once the trains were able to roll and the tracks were cleared, it was an absolute lifeline. So it really showed that it can work. The train is going to be a great option.
Interest appears to be high, with more than 1,000 people signing up for free 10-ride passes to try the service. Aside from not getting stuck in traffic, one of the other advantages of the trains is that they have free Wi-Fi and power ports at seats so you can get work done or surf the internet. The trains can handle 480 passengers. The plan is for a 2-year test run. The VCTC's Darren Kettle says if all goes well, one of the hopes is adding a second northbound train a little later in the morning, which would come back in early evening to provide more flexibility for work schedules. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.